Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hello. My name is Harrison. I will give you the customer order number.
Okay. You're a store rep. What store are you calling from? What store are you calling from? Are you a technician?
No, a technician. No.
And what's your name?
I'm Harrison.
Harrison. Okay. What is the order number?
Yeah, the order number is 07 90 B like boy, B like boy, number 8, A like apple.
All right, so I got 0790 B like boy, the number 8, A like apple.
Yes.
Okay, and this is for customer Abeldura. Last name is C-A-Y-I-R at 3523 Lawrence Avenue, Oceanside, New York, 11572.
Yes.
How may I help you?
All right. I was, I called with, before the office, but I don't know. They say, no, I don't know, but the situation is that we have a service for a Ringwood. Okay, and the situation is that I can go to that sub, but to the customer house, because early the customer, I speak with the customer. Earlier he was upset, with me. And it was start screaming all that stuff. So I don't feel to go, to his house.
You don't want to go to the house for what reason?
Because they was screaming in the phone, and he let me, speak with him, explain what's going on, what's running late.
Okay, so you told him you were running late, and he started screaming, and now you don't want to go to the stop?
Yes.
Okay, did he say he was going to do something to you? I mean, he's screaming because you're late. I mean, all customers get upset because you're late. But did he threaten you in some kind of way?
Yes.
Okay, what was the threat?
Yeah.
What was the threat? What did he say?
Huh?
What was the threat? What did he say?
It says the situation that he was waiting 3 weeks ago for the service, And I told him, I can make it after 6. And he said, screaming, he says that he's going to, call the customer service because he knows what says, that situation.
Okay, him calling customer service is not a threat. He has that right to call customer service if he's upset about a situation. That's not a threat.
Okay, but if you don't want to, start screaming, and you don't want to, I go there because I don't know the situation in the beginning. First time I going, it's not my fault. I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
But I'm saying he did not threaten you. He said he's calling customer service, that the customer has a right to call customer service. But he did not physically threaten you to do any bodily harm or anything to you. So for him to say he's going to call customer service, fine, call customer service. But that has nothing to do with you not performing your job. Did he say, no, do not come to my house because you're late? He did not say that. He said he's calling customer service. So that's not a threat. That's his right. So you still have to go to the customer's home and complete his install.
How about if I don't feel it to go because he was screaming to me on the phone? I tried to explain the situation. He never started screaming. I don't want to go there and he start doing the same thing, screaming in my face. I don't want that situation. That's why I'm calling.
Okay, I'll notate the order that you refused to go because the customer was screaming. But that's not going to look good for you or your company. Did you contact your boss?
No.
Okay, you need to contact your boss before you make that decision and then give us a call back. Or have your boss to contact us once you speak to your boss.
Yeah, okay, but what about, you know, call the customer? You know what's going on? Because
you need to contact your boss before you make the decision not to complete that stop and have your boss contact XPO.
All right, so listen, either contract, either boss in the company. So what you want to do? To call what, money XPO?
You need to, you have a area manager. You need, if you are the owner of the company, then you need to contact your area manager and tell them you are refusing to do that stop because the customer was screaming and saying they're going to call customer service.
So, and then you want to call it back. Okay.
And then have them to contact us.
Oh, okay. No problem. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling XPO.
Okay. Cool.